chance to get to the top of the table. Has that been spoken about in the lead up to this weekend's game?
No, actually it hasn't. It's more against quality opposition. You know, we're still developing, and we had a good game, last game here against Adelaide. We really improved from what we did the night or two nights before against New Zealand. You're playing against the top team, you know, so it's really going to test us out and find out where we are.
Have you noticed something in their game in recent weeks? I mean, they had an unbelievable start, and now they seem to be on a bit of a slide. Are they on a slide, or have people found some little glitches?
Yeah, I think all through the season, you're going to be good at some time and bad. You know, you're always going to be the best team, and some phases be the worst team in the league. So they've been good for a long time, and they had a good win on the weekend. So we know that they're very capable of shooting the three, and they know that their inside guys have a presence. So, you know, it's going to test our defence, and but we're pretty happy where we are at the moment, especially with Damo coming back into to play the major rotation. So we're pretty happy where we are.
Halfway through the season, how do you kind of stop and prevent that mid-season fatigue, I suppose?
Well, we got some fresh guys coming in. You know, that's to be where we are without, you know, Damo only playing four games is... You know, if they had told me that at the start of the year, I would have said, yes, let's take it. So we'll stay healthy this second half of the year and, you know, get those top two positions and hopefully give it a real shake.
Is Damo fully 100% now, like he played more than half the other night?
Yeah, well, as long as he doesn't get another hit. So we'll treat him that he can play major minutes. So hopefully we can do that tomorrow night.
How happy are you with Casey Prather? It seems he's just found, like,
you know, he's great for the team too. He's just got a great team attitude. He wants to improve. Sometimes you have to give him a bit of a kick up the backside to make sure he's playing at the right level. And if he plays at that level, he's an elite player in this competition. So it's the challenge for him now is to be consistent and, you know, and show us the way. Yeah, it was really good last week. Jermaine's been one of our top assists. Players throughout the course of the league, but just they've got to take that next level. They're capable of doing that, and I was happy to see Jermaine was looking out for him, and the same with Casey was looking out for Jermaine.
Have you noticed anything in training this week, like a 1v2 clash? Are the guys sort of up for it?
Look, Monday was pretty good, but yesterday was, you know, it's the quiet before the storm, I expect, but hopefully today we'll get a sharp session and ready to go. Look, I'm confident where we are, and that was a really good turning point for us on the weekend against adversity, you know, travelling halfway across the world from a team that's here ready for us, and I thought we answered the challenge, and now we've got to do that at a consistent level.
Good opportunity to prove your championship credentials against Melbourne.
Yeah, without a question. You know, Melbourne have been the form team, and we had them earlier this year. We had a chance to maybe get it if a couple of calls gone our way, but, you know, that's the breaks, but we get them here on our home court, and hopefully, you know, we'll take care of it.
How important is it in the wider context of the season as well, winning this one against Melbourne at home, when you're looking forward to possibly a split in playoff positions?
Yeah, look, I think there's one game between the top three teams, and the top two is big time. You know, especially in a three-game series, you get the two at home. It's big. So we're split with New Zealand. We lost on the points, and we're one behind. You know, we lost by 2 points earlier this year to Melbourne, so you've got to get the games at home, and it's a big game, and we'll be ready.
Do they want to respond, given what happened, the last 15 seconds of that last game against Melbourne?
Yeah, look, it's a long time ago. I don't think Damo played or Casey played, so it's, you know, we're a little bit different makeup team from that, so, and I think it was in October too, so a bit of water's gone under the bridge since then.
Is Casey, back on Casey, is he starting to reach the James Ennis sort of hype, do you think? His numbers are starting to look very similar.
Yeah, and his athleticism and finding his legs in the league and position. You know, James was just an unbelievable athlete, and we had for the full year. So halfway through the year, he's on track, but we'll see at the end of the season.
Where do you think the game is won? Is it your bigs or your guards? What's the crucial part?
Well, hopefully stop them shooting threes. You know, that's a big part of the game. I think 50% of all the shots are three-pointers, so we really got to do a good job of that and rebounding like we did last weekend against Adelaide and hopefully, you know, control that tempo.
Do you throw Damo at Golding or do you throw him at Holt?
Good coaches' discussions, that one. So that's a bit of both, and I'm sure that you know, having coached Chris the last couple of years and with the Boomers, you kind of know his strengths and weaknesses, and I'm sure that we'll throw Dame on there for a little bit.
Yeah,